I have Anthea Lewis in studio with me, and she's from Cancer. And Cancer is tough living with cancer. She's the coordinator, and she's a cancer survivor that works with children fighting with cancer. She's here once again to chat about Cancer on the Move, and she was nominated for the Global Hero of Hope 2019 and 2018 award. We are talking Cancer on the Move. Welcome to RX Radio, Anthea.
Good morning, and thank you for having me here once again.
Anthea, today we are looking at individuals or organizations that are bringing positive change in their communities. How did you deal with change when you got told that you had cancer?
I think the three words that normally change a person's life, or that changed my life, was "you have cancer." And it was life-changing and life-altering, and it really brought me to the reality that your life can change within a split second.
For kids or people that don't know, what is Cancer on the Move all about?
Cancer on the Move is a program specifically geared at our youth. We currently have so many young people being diagnosed with cancer, and Cancer on the Move is a program that was brought about just to offer support to teenagers that has been diagnosed with cancer, because they are too old to be in pediatric wards, but they are too young to be in adult wards. So we are just bridging that gap and to make sure that they get the services that they really need and the support that they need through their cancer journey.
And what are some of the activities lined up by Cancer to celebrate Cancer on the Move?
We've had various activities, and one of the things that we did was also encouraging young people to firstly eat healthy, and then also to exercise, because we find that a lot of young people these days, they don't eat healthy and they also don't exercise. And then our activities that we did, we went to Disney on Ice. We are also planning to go on to Table Mountain in September. That activation is, no matter what you go through in life, if you persevere, you have the ability to reach the top.
And what should people do to support someone that has cancer?
Support is very important for someone that has been diagnosed with cancer. Just to be there. Sometimes you don't have to say anything. Sometimes you just need to be willing to listen to someone that has been diagnosed with cancer. Offer a hug, offer support, whether it is just going to read with them, whether it is coloring in, or whether it is just coming to spend time painting their nails, or just coming to genuinely give of your time and just to listen to them.
And this is just a random question that I like to ask. If you had a superpower, what would it be?
Probably have a world where we don't have children dying of cancer.
And to wrap up the interview, what a message of hope would you give to cancer survivors?
I always say that when I was going through my cancer journey, I was surrounded by adults fighting cancer, and I saw the strength there. But working with children fighting cancer, there you see resilience, and there you actually see children that don't give up, the spirit of not giving up. And my message will always be that we need to celebrate life, and we need to embrace life, but more importantly, we need to embrace the giver of life.
Thank you, Anthea, for this interview. We really love having you at RX Radio, because this is like the fourth time we had you. That's it for the first interview. Here's Tidal Whack, Beyonce, and Moonchild Sally's My Power.